Well, good morning. Welcome to Lexington Christian Church this morning. You'll see this morning that we're going to have some pinch hitters, some folks filling in for some folks who aren't here. So that'll all be revealed to you a little bit later on during the festivities here. In the meantime, and to start our services off this morning as we gather people in from the Activity Center, let's stand up, walk around, and say hello and shake a couple of hands and give a couple of hugs out this morning. Okay, if you would, take a look at the bulletins that you have in your hands there. You'll notice that our weekly happenings are the normal classes and Bible studies. Ladies Bible study Monday at 9 a.m. here at the church, immediately followed at 10 a.m. with the sewing and craft class. And the Wednesday night adult Bible study is reconvening this Wednesday night, and we're going back into our study of the book of Genesis. So it's a really good study. If you're interested in the first book of the Old Testament, please come join us for that. For our upcoming events, the first item on the list is the safety team meeting, which is happening this afternoon at 5 p.m., and John is going to talk to us a little bit about that.
Good morning, everybody. Well, I hope you all can make it back this afternoon, especially the members of the safety team. We're going to have we're going to review our policies and procedures just like normal. We are committed to do that every 6 months. But we're also going to talk about a new position that we have instituted officially. That's called Overwatch, and we'll talk about that this afternoon. And then we're also going to have a discussion of the church shooting that happened outside Fort Worth, Texas, just a few weeks ago. And we'll actually talk about that, and you can express your opinions and that kind of stuff. So hopefully those of the safety team members and their spouses can make it this afternoon. And anybody else that wants to come is welcome to come and listen. We want everybody to be aware of what's going on and the steps that are taken to hopefully make this sanctuary truly a sanctuary. So we'll see you at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Couple of other things that we need to mention that are on the upcoming events. The Men's Fellowship Dinner has been scheduled for Tuesday, February the 11th. That'll be at 6 p.m. Meeting at Zimba's at Parker's Crossroads. So that'll be a really good meal at Zimba's. The Women's Fellowship meeting scheduled for Thursday, February the 20th, again at 6 p.m., and that'll be here at the church in the Activity Center. Any other events or happenings or things that we need to talk about as far as meetings go? Nothing? Okay. Let's get into our prayer list then. About the only thing that I know about the prayer list is that, there's a couple of things. Lisa Johnson, you remember Lisa, suffered a stroke here recently. She's home now, so she's gone through some rehabilitation, and she's home now. So really good news about Lisa Johnson. The Larmore family, though, experienced a death in their family this week. I think, I'm sorry, Johnny's father in Texas, I believe that was. Grandfather. Johnny's grandfather in Texas, I think, fell and passed away same day. So please keep that family in your prayers. Any other for the prayer list? So he's well enough at least to have heart surgery. Okay, so... Okay, so, and so it may be a long surgery for him. Okay, and that's Lockmiller. Okay. Okay. So please keep Danny Latham and that entire family in your prayers. Yes. So that's Tommy Wayne Mayo, and he's in Le Bonheur having seizures. Okay. I had one back here. No? Anyone else? Anything else for our prayer list? Yes, another? Oh, goodness. Okay, a job interview for salary, so pray for a successful interview for... Okay. 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 So Tabitha clinic for clinic for a job interview, and John for food poisoning. So, okay, anything else? Okay, as is our custom, if you would take a look at the prayer list or center on one of the names that you've heard this morning, we're going to pause for a short time, let you have the opportunity to have some silent prayer for your choice of someone on your heart this morning, and I'll close out with our opening prayer. This morning for allowing us to be here in your house to worship you and to sing your praises and to hear your word. Father, we ask your blessings on this service. Help us to lift up our hearts and minds to you as we express our love for you and thank you for all the things that you've done in our lives. Father, you've heard a lot of different requests for healing and for good results from interviews and doctor's visits. Father, we ask that you consider all of these requests and that you answer the prayers that have been given. Father, we welcome you into our midst this morning as we worship you. And we pray this, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Everybody. And welcome to God's house on this Sunday morning. Not that many of us, but we're here to worship and praise the Lord and receive of His blessings. And as we come around God's table this morning to do that God said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. This is something that we do every Sunday. So if you're a visitor here this morning, this is God's table, and we cordially invite each and every one of you to gather around with us. But you know, the Bible says, remember the old ways and forsake them not, for therein lies the path of righteousness. And one of these days when I find it again, I'm going to tell you where that scripture's at. But this morning, you know, my wife probably killed me later, but I had something else planned to say this morning, but, you know, there's always somebody wanting to change the natural way of doing things here lately. I mean, just seems like every time we get used to something, somebody wants to change something. Bill, you might want to fire up your tape recorder on this one because it's fixing to get hot. How many in here like or even heard of Dr. Oz? How many like Dr. Oz? Yeah, you know, I've got some of these already, but, you know, I've listened to Dr. Oz before, but, yeah, he's the one that used to tell us that butter was bad for us. And then came in just a year or two ago and just impressed the heck out of Paula Deen when he said butter was good for us. This margarine and stuff was bad. All these preservatives and everything to put in margarine. Margarine's bad, butter's good. Well, now, how many have been hearing all of your lives that breakfast is the most important meal of the day? All right, just about everybody in here. He says you're supposed to eat when you're hungry. Don't worry about breakfast. He said breakfast was a commercial advertising gimmick anyway. Well, if we take his word for that, look how many people we're going to put out of work. Hog farmers all over the world are going to be just plumb out of work. The people in the manufacturing places that make batters for, you know, pancakes and waffles and whatnot, they're going to be out of a job if we listen to Dr. Oz. But now, if you think about it, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Even though he just said it wasn't, he said it was. Because, you know, you're not supposed to eat for 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed at night. And then you go to bed and you sleep 8 or 10 hours or whatever. It just depends on your work schedule. Well, bless your heart, when you wake up, you're hungry. It's time to eat something. And now who you going to trust? You going to trust Dr. Oz or Aunt Jemima? So, that being said, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for these that have gathered in your presence today to have song, have fellowship, yes, have a laugh once in a while. But God, as we gather around your table, we ask you to bless each and every home that's represented here, Lord, and look down on these requests that have been laid before you, Father, knowing that you have the power and you have the desire to meet each and every request according to your grace and mercy. Be with us, Father, as we take these emblems that signify the body and the blood that you shed and you've sacrificed for us. And help us, Lord, to come together each and every time that we get the chance in your name to receive of your glory and your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time of service every Sunday, we receive tithes and offerings. This is how we send the gospel forward, not just to pay the bills, salaries and whatnot, but it takes money to get this gospel not only out into the world, but just out into the community around you. And as everything else, sending forth the gospel seems to be going up every year. So we ask this morning that you would give as God has given to you and what you purpose in your heart to pass along to the furtherance of God's will. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before you again, Lord, and thank you for the greatest opportunity, Lord, in the universe, to gather in your house and learn of you and try our best to go through life being a light to someone. And now, God, we try to make sure that that light passes on to someone else. Father, we ask you to bless again each and every home that's represented here today and receive these offerings that we bring forth and multiply it, Lord, to the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, at this time, are we having children's church? These young'uns are going to have it where somebody has it or not. They done started out the door. At least they know where to go. Teenagers, everybody just under the age of 50, get up and follow somebody. And there went 2/3 of my congregation. But that's all right. The rest of us, a lot of us was in here. Probably some of us was written anyway, but Gene. But anyway. A few months ago when I was up here, we looked off into the book of Revelation. And we learned about the wall around the city, the length and the breadth and the height of it, you know, it's all recorded in Revelation 21, 9 through 27. Well, today we're going to talk about a little bit more in Revelation, you know. I can find the right one here. Let's see now. But it's where John saw a new heaven and a new earth. And chapter 22:1 says, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there a tree of life. And we'll stop right there and ask God's blessing on the word. Father, again, we come to you this morning. God, we ask you to bless the reading of your word. Bless the ears that here with understanding. And God, let this message go forth as you would have it proceed. In Jesus' name, amen. We talked about the wall. And I got to thinking, you know, and got to praying about it. Chapter 21 and verse 1, he said, John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. But, you know, the holy city, Jerusalem, oftentimes we think, well, that's probably, you know, that's it. Everybody wants to go see the new Jerusalem. Well, now, if you think about the new city, the length of the wall, it's a city built 4 square. It's just as wide as it is long. And the Bible goes on to say that it is just as tall as it is wide and long. It's hard to imagine a city with walls 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles high. But try for a minute to wrap your mind around a house or any kind of building 1,500 miles high. Greg, could you build one like that? Not today. Well, Jesus has been working on one for a while now, but you know, why would they need something like that? Well, we've got to realize now that God is making accommodation for every saint and every person that has held on to his law and His Word and served Him since the beginning of time. There's going to be a lot of folks up there. And it's not going to be just in the city because, you know, the Bible says, if I can find that right quick, I'm going to start losing my... if I don't write it down. All right. Verse 21 and chapter 21, verse 25 says, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And I often wondered, you know, well, you're not going to close the gates. Why have the gates? Well, I guess that's like building any other house. You might not always open the door, but you got to have a door there anyway. You might open the door and not ever shut it during the daytime, but it's the door's there. And it's there for looks, maybe, because these gates are each made of one pearl. It's going to be a beautiful gate. And as a matter of fact, one of the gates are going to be called beautiful, but it's never going to be shut. And it's not because they're not going to be anybody going in and out. It's not because that everybody's just going to stay in the city and worship and praise God, which that's what we'll be doing the whole time we're there anyway. But, you know, there are going to be other people going in and out. John said, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And there's no temple therein. In verse 22, I saw no temple, for God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. So, instead of just what has commonly been known as or considered usual doctrine that everybody's just going to go to a city, the Bible says there's going to be some more people there to go in and out of the city. You know, so, and it's going to take a big old earth. John said he saw a new heaven and a new earth. This new earth is going to be many times larger than what we're walking on now. It's got to be big enough to accommodate a city that actually winds up being just a little over half of the earth that's here now. So, you imagine the majesty of God to be able to put together something like that. And I've often wondered, you know, what is going to take place up there? I don't know. Gene, I don't know. I ain't got a clue. But I want to find out. I don't know about you and Carl and a few others in here that's in the Navy. Ain't going to be much floating around them because there ain't going to be no sea. You'll have to walk around like the rest of us landlubbers. I know it's going to be beautiful because the Bible often talks about all of the glory and beauty of the new heaven and the new earth. And I've said before that I honestly cannot think of a better way to see God's beauty and majesty and travel all over this new earth whether it takes a day or whether it takes a year or whether it takes a thousand years, because time's not going to mean anything to anybody. But I just cannot imagine, Bill, a better way of viewing God's beauty than riding around heaven on an old Harley looking through the ape hangers. I just, you know, that's just my opinion. I'm sure there's some here that maybe Jim would be one of them that couldn't imagine a better way than cruising around in an old 55 T-Bird, 57 Chevy. You know, doing things the old way is old school, right? And you know, we're not going to have heaters. We're not going to have air conditioners. Everything's going to be right. Be no switches to turn up and down. So you fire it up, roll the window down, hang your arm out, and sing glory to God all the way from here to yonder. It don't matter. Because you've got all the time and eternity to do it. But how can we even wrap our minds around what God has in store for us? It's hard for me to do. And I guess I've got as much time or more time than anybody to ponder on it, since I sit behind the wheel of the truck hours a day, every day. There's nothing else to do up there. Radio's not worth listening to anymore. I've got a few CDs, but you don't want to listen to the CB because, well, you just don't want to listen to CB. Not anymore. So all you've got to do is just sit up there and consider things like this. How are we going to get around? I don't know. Got all the time and eternity to walk. You ain't going to get tired. You're not going to get old. Be like the children of Israel walking around the mountain for 40 years. The shoes never wore out. The clothes never got old. They just walked and walked. Everything was good. And they woke up every morning at breakfast, and right outside their tent was manna from heaven. Now, let Dr. Oz explain that one. But the thing that I would like to stress to everybody, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be holy. People today in this world and in this time, they strive and they'll, brothers will kill brothers for just a little handful of gold. We're going to be walking on it up there. Streets of purest gold. Gates of pearl. You know, look in Revelation 21 and 19 and reading on down, the foundations of the wall of the city. Now, if you know anything about building houses or whatever, foundations in the ground. Can't even see it. The foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation, and it's got 12, the first foundation was made of jasper. One of the most precious stones known to man. Other, you know, some people like diamonds better. I don't know. The second, sapphire. And the third, chalcedony. The fourth, an emerald. I was always kind of partial to emeralds myself. The fifth, sardonyx. The sixth, sardius. The seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz. The tenth, chrysoprase, Ephesus, and the 11th Jacinth, and the 12th Amasis. Now, that's just what's holding up the wall. Can you imagine what? It don't say what the wall is actually built out of, but it's got gates of pearl. So, I cannot imagine anybody not wanting to see that and be part of it. But there's one thing about it. In order to take part in it, in order just to see it, to get a glimpse of it, you've got to know Jesus. You've got to obey His will and His word. Not just portions of it, not the parts that some preacher would tell you to take part in and leave something else out. Jesus said He's not coming back to get us till every jot and tittle of this Bible have been fulfilled. Well, it's just about taken up now. There's still one or two left. And it could happen today. It could happen tomorrow. With the way things are in this world today, about the last one to be fulfilled could take place today. We don't know. I don't think it will, but that's not my call. But before it does, before we leave this earth, whether by closing our eyes in death or whether being called away from here in the great catching away when Jesus comes back to get His bride, we've got to be ready. And some, you know, I know people don't really like to hear this, but some have spent years hearing the gospel and never accepted it. Some have spent years hearing the gospel that accepted many years ago, but have since turned away. And as the singers come back this morning, I know it's been a short sermon, but one of the greatest sermons ever preached. Wasn't but two words long. But I would say to each and every one here today, whether you're old or whether you're young, it's getting to the time in the Bible. It's getting to the time in God's Word where each and every one of us need to make sure. If you've never accepted God, it's time to accept. Maybe there's been one time when God has pulled on your heart and you didn't go forward. You may not be feeling that pull today, but it's not too late. Maybe you've been serving God for many years, but now there's something that's kind of gotten in the way. Well, this morning, God's altar is open to each and every one of us. And I would ask that you not put it off any longer. You don't have the promise of tomorrow. So as the singers sing, we all stand and We'll go before God in prayer while the singers are singing. And the opportunity is here. God's altar is always open. Folks, that's some good singing. Oh, as you go through the week, don't forget to pray for your pastor that his gizzard will get cleared up from all this cold air in Colorado. But get his voice back. He'll be back in next week. One of the best things we can do as a church and as a group is pray one for another. We'll come back to God's house, some of us on Wednesday. A lot of us probably may not be back until next Sunday. But look around, see who's here this morning. And each of us pray for the others, that the congregation of the righteous be brought together in Jesus' name. Let's go to prayer. Father in heaven, again, Lord, we thank you so much for bringing us together here at this place to have fellowship one with another, to pray for the needs of one another, to gather in song and praise with one another for your glory and honor, to hear your word, Lord, that we might learn of you, walk in the paths that you lay before us. Help us, God, to call out to you for the needs of one another, that we might be found in your will. It's in Jesus' name we ask this in all things. Amen. Any more announcements need to be made? John's going. All right, safety team, 5 o'clock this afternoon, everybody be back here.